I'm Jason Wirt.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
For today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
And here we go again. Thank you all for joining us. We welcome you back. It's another edition of the Bucket Strategy Investing Program. It's your source for the best in money advice every single day. We're doing it once again today. Brain Trust standing by, ready to talk money, ready to talk strategy with you. I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here with me, of course, once again from Lucia Capital Group. And we're going to get started with a discussion on, it's actually product today. The idea of strategy and putting certain products into the strategy. That's really kind of where we're going to wind up this discussion. It's on structured notes. So we've been talking about these for just a little while now. You might be aware that there are certain investments that may act as stock or bond alternatives. Maybe you're afraid of where the bond market is going to go. These are products that are perhaps structured to lose less with the potential to get more on the upside. That's the idea anyway. And if you're willing to accept a little bit more risk on the downside, then these structured notes, structured products, there is some potential with them to have a better risk-adjusted rate of return. So we're going to tell you what these products are, how they may, or as importantly, may not work for you. That's coming up here with the professor in just a couple moments. Now, our phone lines are all open. Give us a call, 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. Brain Trust, of course, standing by, as you might have guessed. You can also email us via our website, wealthed.com, which is naturally your source for all the topics we talk about on this program. You just look for the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. Click on Find Your Answer, type it in, and send it to us. We will answer those questions. If you want to get in touch with the professor or anyone here at Lucia Capital Group, our number off the air, write this one down, 800-644-1150. That's the number to talk off the air. Your financial plan, don't forget, should be tailored to suit your individual needs and your individual goals. That's why you need to speak with a Brain Trust advisor. They're going to devise a plan that works for you. No two situations are ever alike. Keep that in mind. And keep this in mind, too. This is not something you should be attempting to do without, I would suggest, some expert guidance, which is why the Brain Trust from Lucia Capital Group is here to help you out. Again, off the air, 800-644-1150. Now, I need to take two sentences here.
Yes, you do.
Because we're talking about something called structured notes. And I want to tell everybody here, first off, that structured notes, equity index annuities, which really don't call them that anymore.
Fixed index annuities.
I'd rather call them fixed index annuities because that's what they're called. And variable annuities, these that are being discussed, are considered complex investment products. They contain unique features, risks, terms, conditions, fees, charges, and expenses. Complex might be the word, although frankly, Professor Plum, when I had it explained to me correctly, it seemed like a rather easy notion.
Which part? The structured notes?
Yeah, the
fixed
notes.
Index annuities, the variable annuities, the lifetime benefits, the, you know.
Well, see, having worked in it for so long, it seems like it's a rather simple concept to me, too. But the idea of structured notes, first of all, let's talk about what it is they are, how they work.
Well, we've had structured notes around for quite a while. And what a structured note is it can be in the form of a CD note where there is a principal guarantee. Or it can be in the form of an interest-bearing interest, but there's no guarantee of principal. There's some type of a buffering system, something that says that if the market goes down, you may not lose as much as the market, but you could go down in value. On the other side, if the market goes up, you get some upside potential as well. So they've been around for a while, and they've been structured in a lot of different ways. And the problem was the experience that I had with them, that I watched over them, and they just didn't seem to work. There was a lot of sizzle, and there just wasn't a lot of steak there. They look like, oh, they should do really well, and then most of them kind of just didn't do a whole lot. And part of it was, they were selling them at $5,000 inch, pops here, there, $1,000 pops, and the cost to market them to the public was fairly expensive. And so insurance companies came along several years back and said, you know what, we can probably do this, and instead of buying them at $1,000, $5,000 increments, we can create them at $1 million increment or higher, because we're pooling money from different accounts to be able to do it. If I'm buying one on my own, I can't, unless I create a partnership with John Dean, we can't. But if I'm buying it inside of a sub-account inside of an annuity, they're pooling those monies across the board and buying it with a certain amount of, economies of scale. So the parameters of how they worked were a little bit better.
So insurance companies were able to take big chunks of money and offer these along in what form of variable annuities or whatever?
Well, they were offered in the form of a variable annuity as one of the sub-account options in a variable annuity. One of the advantages that they found, though, was because of the way that they're structured and the way that they can build their profit piece into the pricing of the underlying structured note, and the fact that if they can offer a rate of return or a buffer and they don't have to put another fee on top of it. Many of them were issued without a fee. And one of the biggest complaints about variable annuities is the fees. I mean, that's where they get complaints about. They charge too much in fees. And so depending upon the company, some of them have no fees. It's a variable annuity. And if you use any of the other sub-accounts, like a traditional variable annuity, there are fees, mortality and expense fees, and then underlying fund expense fees. But if you use the sub-account or the structured note side, there aren't any fees. There's no mortality expense charge. It's built into the pricing of the caps.
Yeah,
and
meaning
the other
it's the rate of return
still
you get.
Making
it's
money.
Yeah, but it's
there's
the rate
just
of
no fee.
The rate of return. It's how much they're going to cap you. So
now some do have a fee. It's just a flat fee, and typically the ones that do have a fee have a higher cap.
Well, yeah,
higher upside potential.
I would hope so.
I mean, that's you
that's
give
the
up.
Trade-off,
yeah.
Of course. 877 Planner, PLANNER. If you've got money questions, 877-752-6637. So why did these structured notes come along in the first place? I'm guessing it's because people were saying, I'd love to put my money in the market. I'd love to participate, but boy, I sure hate to lose money.
They came in to fill a gap. They came in to fill a gap between the fixed indexed annuity, which has no risk to principal, and has an upside in today's world of maybe 3 or 4%. Going from that, the next step is a full market investment, some type of investment where you have a total downside of availability, for lack of a better word. You can get the entire upside, you can experience the entire downside, whatever the market does in that particular area. And so there, people wanted to have some half step between them. They didn't want to just go from the kiddie pool to the high dive and the deep end. They wanted somewhere in the middle where they were willing to accept some amount of downside potential, but they wanted to be rewarded for taking that downside potential, for having that downside potential. With the index annuities, no downside potential, but limited upside. With the market, better upside potential, but quite a bit of downside potential. So a structured annuity, structured note annuity, fits right in the middle. It doesn't experience the entire downside. If the market goes down, and it is on an index basis, and it is, they look at usually point to point. It's usually on a 1 year period of time, right after the contract, right after you put your money in, there's a pricing date, and then 1 year after that's another pricing date. They just look, what did the index do on those 2 days? What it did in the middle? It could have gone up 100%, down 50%, down 25%, up. What happened in the middle of the measuring period? Doesn't matter. What was the value of the index on the pricing date? What was the value on the index on the next pricing index? If it was positive, then they're going to look at it and say, that positive result was up by X percent. You're going to receive that X percent increase subject to a cap. Now, the caps on the structured notes are usually a lot higher, sometimes double what an index annuity would be.
So an index annuity could be, just for example, maybe
3% or 4%.
This could be
6, 8, 10?
Whatever it is. Depending upon, of course, what sort of level of downside protection you have.
And also depending upon which index that you're dealing with. They have multiple different, anything from energy indexes to healthcare indexes to, you know the S&P index, the Russell, the EFA. Yeah, there's lots of different indexes you can choose from. And in many cases, you can mix and match within the same contract. I want 10% in that index, 10% here. You can mix and match. But on the downside, let's say that measuring period wasn't a positive investment experience for that index. It was a negative time. They're going to look at it and say, how far down did it go? Did it lose? How much did it lose? Most of them have some kind of what they call a buffer, where the first X percent, you as the investor do not realize that is a downturn on your value. So if it goes down by 8 or 9% and you have a buffer of 10, you didn't experience any down movement. So you stay right where you are. Didn't earn any interest for the period, but you didn't lose anything for the period. If the buffer is 10, but the index goes down by 12, you lose 2, whatever the excess of the buffer is. The buffers come in all different sizes too. You can get a 10, 20, 25, 30% downside buffer. Now just realize the more downside protection that you have, the less upside potential they're going to give you. It's a give and take issue.
Of course.
And so there's also one out I saw where you experience, if the market goes down 2, you go down 2. If it goes down 8, you go down 8. If it goes down 10, you go down 10. If it's got the 10 buffer on that side, if it goes down more than 10, the most you can lose is 10.
So
it's the exact opposite. It's the exact opposite of the typical buffer note. You get the small ones. But you don't get the big ones.
Well, I would hope that the caps are a whole lot higher in that one.
The caps are typically a little higher. And those are the trade-offs. You have to look at, what am I gaining? What am I giving up? What risk potential do I have? So there's lots of ways that they can do this. And this is one of those areas where it is complex. Mm-hmm. You just have to know what you're getting into.
All right, 877-PLANNER. That's called Structured Notes. We'll talk a little bit more about them. If you have questions on them, we will address those. 877-PLANNER. Give us a call. Lines open. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We're coming right back.
Lucia Capital Group Advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fear of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee your company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
This sounds like a door opening and somebody
like
is this
Thriller
music
or something?
Wow.
Nope, it's over.
Well, what? Well, that was interesting. Huh.
Sound effects instead of bumper music.
Okay, cool. All right. Very good. Very good. That's okay. Hey.
Very
you know,
good.
We'll take it. Yes, of course. We pride ourselves in being different, okay? 877-Planner.
That's what happens when we have a new guy on the sound.
I wasn't going to bring that up. That's okay. That's all right. No, it's fine. 877-PLA-NNER. I've been the new guy before, okay? I've been the guy sitting there, so I don't make fun of people. All right? There you go. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, answering your money questions here on the program, 877-752-6637. If you have questions on these structured notes we've been talking about or anything else, we do have lines open for you. We'll be happy to answer those. We'll get to your emails a little bit later on. Now, talking about structured notes. Okay. The idea is, Professor Plum, the basic idea is to give you a little bit of protection on the downside.
Right. And while they measure usually on a one-year period of time, you can get them 3 and 5 years, you don't buy them for 1 year. You don't do them for 1 year. You want a series of them. And typically, especially if you're buying them within the annuity chassis, they are a minimum 5 year. So you're usually doing 5 years, 5 1-year segments, mm-hmm. A couple 3-year segments, a 1 5-year time horizon. So you're buying them for a 5-plus-year time horizon. So it's not a short-term investment. It's and you're stretching them, you're back piggybacking them on top of each other, 1 year after another, after another, after another. And the idea is that on a year, let's say the market does go down 15%. If you were in the market itself, that same index, you would be down 15%. But with the structured product, you're only down 5. So you don't have as big of a hole to dig out of if the market comes back the next year. So when you on the upside, you're getting back to even quicker. That's the idea behind these. So because of that downside protection, they typically, while they are longer term investments than CDs, 1 year, 2 year time horizons, they're not the 15, 20 year stock market investments. With the 15, 20 year time horizons, you can handle the full downside and get the full potential upside of the market. So these are for more intermediate term investments, 6, 7 year time horizons, 5 plus year time horizons. And because it's on an annuity chassis, it's not just the market you're worried about in the first several years. If you want to take all your money out in the first several years, there's a surrender charge from the insurance company as well, because they need to know that the money's going to be there for a period of years so that they can price it accordingly to, you know, because if they only have a year with the money, they have to price it differently than if they have 5 years with the money, because they're basically paying you out the interest, and hopefully, mm-hmm. On the years that you earned money. And so they fit in that midterm arena. They fit in an area where it's not money I need to spend or have total liquid today, but I don't want to put it away for 15, 20 years. So money in that 7 year, 8 year time horizon, where it's difficult because we want to see some potential rate of return, but we also understand that the markets have returned nothing over some 8 year periods of time, even some 10 year periods of time. The market hasn't done so well. And when you're retiring, you're worried about those 8, 9, 10 year lulls, downturns in the market. And so buying some type of an intermediate type product can help. Now, when cap rates on index annuities were 7, 8, 9%, they filled the gap very nicely. But cap rates aren't on index annuities at 7, 8, 9%. They're at 2 to 3.5, maybe 4% if you're lucky right now. So these structured products have come in, and they fit for many people right in that midterm arena.
Yeah. What I like is, Professor Plum, if I have, let's say, something that measures the S&P, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's say that's the index that I have, and I put some money into this. And the S&P, and I have a 10% buffer on the downside. And the S&P loses, let's say it goes from 2,000, let's say I started at 2,000, and it goes down to 1,900, all right? So the S&P lost 10% in a given year during my measuring period. Well, now we've started the second year, there's a new measuring period.
Starting from the ending point of the first period.
Right, exactly. So now 1,900 is my new starting point. Let's say it loses another 10%. Now we're down to, 1,810. the market is down 19%, but I haven't lost anything because my 10% protection has kicked in. I'm still at where I started. Now,
at some point, hopefully the market goes back up.
Right, so after that, if the market starts to come back up, I'm not starting from a 19% down a position. I'm still where I started 2 years earlier. And the potential, I think, for the market to go up after that is a little bit greater.
And even though I don't have the entire upside potential of the market from that point forward, well, over the next year, the market would have to go up, like 25, 30% to equal a 5 or an 8% cap rate.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And so not having to dig out of that hole can really be a helpful issue, especially over short to intermediate time horizons. And that's what this is for. This, in my opinion, is not for a 20, 30 year time horizon. Although a very skittish investor may use it for a long-term growth account because they just don't like seeing as big of a downside that would otherwise be there. Most of the time you're looking for an intermediate time horizon where you can accept a little bit of downside, but you don't want it all. And you want to have some better upside than what you can get out of other more fixed type guaranteed investments. This is not a guaranteed investment.
Yeah, and here's where you do give up too, by the way, because if I put that same money in at the beginning of 2013 and I said, okay, great, I have a 10% downside protection and I'm measuring, let's say, the S&P, and the S&P happens to go up 20 something percent as it did during that particular time, I mean, I'm only up
10,
maybe 6, 8, 8
9,
whatever
10,
it is.
Whatever the cap is.
Right, exactly. And so I've actually given up the rest of that upside. I didn't participate in it. So that's where the trade-off is.
But that's why you don't put all your money in this product either.
Exactly.
And that's why you have different types of money for different types of time horizons. Money that you don't need for 10, 15 years or 20 years, that can be in the market. So if the market does go up, you're limited on a structured product, but you get the full upside on the long-term product. On the other side, if the market goes down like it did in 2008, you don't lose as much in this, whereas you would lose it in the market. They're different time horizons, different products, different investments for different needs. And this is the problem people face when they say, well, how come my portfolio didn't keep pace with the market? Now, they only say that when the market's up, and they only say that when the market is the S&P. Because they don't look at the risk that they're taking. They say, the S&P was up 20%. How come my portfolio wasn't up 20%? Well, because you're retired, and a third of it's in something that's more sedate. A third of it's over here, and a third of it may be in the market. So maybe a third of your portfolio should be compared to the market as a whole. But I rarely hear people say, how come my portfolio is not down as much as the S&P? It just doesn't seem to
a good time to point it out. Hey, the S&P was down 10%. By the way, this particular product was down 0, and you were only down overall, 3 or 4%. And this, again, is why, Professor Plum, a structured product like this does not go into the long term. This is, as you said, is more intermediate.
Well, it can for a very skittish person, yes.
Okay, but for the most part, it's not. And so even though the money that you have exposed to the market might actually will experience all the downside of the market, you are not supposed to care about that because that's money that you got in your bucket 3 that you're not supposed to touch
for the
next 15 years. Exactly.
And you get you want all the upside, you better accept all the downside.
Exactly. And that's why you do it, and that's why we talk about matching assets to your liabilities. Your long-term money shouldn't have a cap.
You should be doing better with your long-term money, but you're accepting a lot more variability of return, a lot more volatility from year to year, from week to week, to day to day.
Yep.
So this is not a long-term necessary. This is an intermediate type bucket.
All right, we'll talk more about these a little later on. We got emails to get to, phone calls. Hey, we got lines open for you, 877-PLANNER. Any money question you have, you call now. The time to call is now. Answering your questions when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
How would you rate your financial literacy? Is there more that you can do and more you should do to educate yourself about investing?
The November 2015 S&P Global Financial Literacy Survey determined that 2 in 3 adults worldwide are considered illiterate regarding their knowledge of basic financial concepts. The United States ranked only 14th worldwide in financial literacy.
So where can you go for information and guidance? Where can you build your knowledge base to help you make informed financial decisions?
WealthEd.com is the website focused on financial literacy and wealth education. WealthEd.com features an extensive on-demand video content library for education, planning, and advice that you can access for free.
WealthEd.com's original and exclusive programming features Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professionals and retirement planning strategists.
WealthEd.com.
Online, on demand, WealthEd.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
If you were born on or after January 2, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security Hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidocare pain relief patches. Our narcotic free maximum strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock knock joke anymore. Cause pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
It is the Bucket Strategy Investing Program. More advice, more cowbell for you. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. We will be taking some more of your emails a little bit later on this hour, so hang on. I know we had a couple of questions on those structured notes that we were talking about. So we will get to those along with anything else that's on your mind. Once again, though, 877-PLANNER, our number. Let's get back to the phone lines. Want to make sure everybody's covered on the phones. Still two lines open. Get them now. Three, actually. 877-PLANNER. Move along next to Ken in Las Vegas. Hello, Ken.
Well, howdy, boys. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you today?
Well, good. I'm a cut above here. I'm a client of yours with Davey Williams here in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And this is a softball question, guys.
Okay.
On bank accounts, just regular bank accounts, you can title them POD and TOD. Does that, in fact, avoid probate?
Yes. It's basically adding a beneficiary assignment to an account that traditionally would not have a beneficiary on it, like a personal bank account, a brokerage account. Not IRAs and life insurance annuities, they have beneficiaries kind of built into them. Other accounts don't. And so putting a TOD or POD on it basically puts a beneficiary on it, and beneficiary assignments avoid probate.
All right, Professor, thank you. The follow-up question is this. Would there be any benefit, instead of doing that, to title those accounts within a revocable trust?
Well, the revocable trust does it, you know, basically a lot of people call the TOD and POD designations the poor man's trust because it avoids probate. The trust does some things other than just avoiding probate. It can provide management and some other things. And it's a little bit easier to just name things in the trust than to go through and name every single account. But then you got to name every single account owned by the trust, too. So they don't exactly take the place of each other, but a lot of people will use TOD and POD instead of a trust. Obviously, using a trust means that you don't have to have the POD or TOD at all.
If it's simply a matter of one person you're leaving this money to, as far as those bank accounts are concerned, would it be advisable to put it in the trust?
Do you have
TOD and T payable on death accounts?
Do you have a trust?
I do, but this is for my cousin. She's a little skittish about calling up, and she's going to leave it all to her daughter. And I told her, I said, don't put it in the trust. Leave it POD, TOD, and it'll transfer upon death. She comes in with a death certificate.
Okay, does she have a trust?
Pardon me?
Does she already have a trust?
Yes, she does.
Well, then why not use the trust? I mean, why? All you have to do is the TOD and POD, you know, most people will do it instead of getting a trust. But if you've already got the trust, use the trust, assuming the trust names that her daughter as the beneficiary.
Ah, all right. I thought it could get a little complicated, but obviously not. It's
if you've already got the trust, use the trust. The TOD and POD are for people. I mean, a lot of people don't want to go through the trust.
They don't want to bother with it, the hassle,
the expense.
They don't
want to pay an attorney. They don't want to deal with it. So they just say, forget that part. I'm just going to do the TOD or POD. So if you have the trust, and the trust disposition says, give it all to my daughter, give it all to the... Use the trust. Don't recreate the wheel. But if you don't have the trust, now you have to decide whether or not you want to go through the complexity of the trust or just do the TOD or POD. She's got the trust. Use the trust.
That's exactly the answer I was looking for. Finally, if you're leaving IRAs, would you title an IRA within a trust?
I personally would not. And if I'm leaving it to one person... And that one person I'm going to give just complete control to, and I don't have any issues with management. I'm not trying to, you know, keep them from spending it all. I don't care what they do with the money. I have faith in the way they're going to do it. I would name that one individual as the primary beneficiary. I might name the trust as a contingent beneficiary in case something happened to that individual before it happened to me. But if I have no control issues, no problem with the person receiving it, I'm going to name the person directly.
Oh, I call the right guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help. This clarifies it for me.
Ken, thanks. You're very welcome, and thank you for calling. If you have any other questions, hold on. He said they're softballs. Actually, here's the thing on leaving an IRA to a trust. Now, Professor Plum, as you know, as you've said, IRAs have beneficiary designations anyway.
Right.
And the only reason that you might want to leave it to a trust, which can complicate some things, but if you want to do it that way, it's to maintain some control of the money.
Right. There's
once
a
you
trustee
no longer have it.
That's in charge of the money and can dole it out, hold it back, or do whatever, so that the ultimate beneficiary can't blow it. Now, most attorneys will say just nick everything in the trust, which is fine. It's just from what I've seen from a paperwork standpoint, it's a lot easier to deal with the beneficiary. Now, I'm talking about 1, 2, 3 beneficiaries. If you've got, you don't have any kids of your own, and you're leaving it to, cousins and nephews and nieces, and you got 14 or 20 people listed in the trust, and they're all getting different amounts here and there, and, fine. The trust is a great place to have as a beneficiary, because you sure don't want to list all that inside the beneficiary assignment of an IRA. But if you've got, like in my case, I've got 3 kids. I mean, my wife is the primary beneficiary. My 3 kids, I have total faith in what they do with the money. And if they screw it up, that's on them. I'm not here anymore to worry about it. And so, but I don't think they will. So I've named them individually as contingent beneficiaries. That way, if something unfortunately happens to my wife and I, when we're out to dinner or something, they each can have their own separate, distinct accounts away from each other as a beneficiary IRAs. And it's just a lot simpler from their standpoint in the processing of the transfer if they're named directly rather than having a trust in the middle.
Yeah.
They can still do it if the trust is there. If it's done right, the trust can do it. It's just a little bit more complex.
Yeah, and I'm wondering why certain, you said attorneys will often just say, just put everything in the trust, which would include all of your IRAs.
Because it's a real simple designation.
But then, as you said, getting the money out can be a little bit more of a hassle.
And what we've run into also, there's a difference of opinion on the legal aspects of the trust being the beneficiary. Some IRA custodians will allow the trustee of the trust to split the IRA into as many equal pieces as there are beneficiaries of the trust. Some IRA custodians interpret it saying the trust is still the IRA beneficiary, so there's one beneficiary IRA.
And it's going to be...
And it's held for the benefit of all these other people, but the trust, it's one account, and so everybody's treated the same, and it's based on the oldest one's life expectancy for required minimum distributions, not individually. Typically, if one person, like 2 of my kids own houses, one doesn't. If I died, the younger one may want to buy a house. They may want to take a big distribution for a down payment, where the other two are saying, wait, time out. We don't want to pay the taxes on that. And so you have to. It's kind of like a share and share alike issue.
And you run into that too all the time. I mean, even if there are only 2 people involved.
And the law firm may say, no, you can split it into 3 pieces. Well, the IRA custodian may say, no, it's a trust account. So you've got a difference of opinion and who's going to win that.
How do you resolve that? I mean, do you have to bring those
issues up? You resolve
it
by saying, if I only have 2 or 3 beneficiaries, I name them individually.
And that's the whole point. If you have those and you have the IRAs or whatever it is that have beneficiary designations, that's the reason why we don't like to put them inside of the trust.
Right. And if you have multiple beneficiaries and crazy things going on, or you have a very complicated estate plan, there are reasons to have a trust as the direct beneficiary. But make sure that it is something that it's not the average person. It's higher end stuff.
Yeah, okay, so now Ken was talking about TOD and POD. Let's just clear that up. As you said, transfer on death, payable on death. The reason that they call those what you said is the poor man's trust, I don't really like that term, but it is known as that, is because that's a simple way of designating something the same way that a trust might upon the death to avoid probate.
Well, let's go back to the reason for having a trust. What is the primary reason to have a living trust?
Control.
No. To avoid probate.
Well,
first.
Well, avoid probate, and I would say
second
some
issue
of control.
Is control.
If control, trust will do that anyway. Yes.
Trust. Yeah, I mean, you can have a trust that doesn't provide any real control, but the main purpose of the trust is to avoid probate. A TOD or POD will avoid probate, so you're accomplishing some of the same goals. Now, the second issue, as you mentioned, is control. The trust can provide control. POD, TOD cannot. So, if you only have the one aspect, the avoidance of probate as a goal, the TOD, POD can help that work. If you have components of both aspects, trust, the probate and control, the TOD, POD, you can't do that. And so you want to do this. Now, for somebody who already has a trust, there's no reason to do the TOD, POD. Just use the trust, assuming the trust is, now I've seen people not want to use the trust because the trust says that it goes to, you know, Cousin Dave, and we don't like Cousin Dave anymore, and instead of redoing the trust, paying an attorney to redo the trust, I'm just going to name the account to go over here to,
a POD or TOD.
To somebody else, because I don't want to pay the money to redo my trust to get it, because I no longer like the language in my trust.
So if you don't care about control, you can leave the trust out of it, potentially, and just do a transfer on death, payable on death, whatever it is. And can you assign a TOD, POD, whatever, to just about anything?
To just about anyone, yeah.
I mean, anything you want. I mean,
pretty sure you can even do charities if you want, but yeah.
Really? Okay.
I'd have to look that one up. I haven't really paid that much attention
to it. Yeah, it just occurred to me. Some people want it to go there, and you say, hey, just give it directly to them. Although there are ways to do that anyway. Oh, we got to take a break. Okay. If you're on hold, hang on. Actually, no, we got four lines open right now. Give us a call. We've all of a sudden open up the phone lines once again. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. You've got some money questions, and we have the answers for you. We got some emails to get to as well. If you want to send us your emails, ask us your questions, or send us your comments or concerns to the show, you do that at our website, Wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, WealthEd.com. John Eadie and Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group coming right back.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back to school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure.
She loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like 4-ounce Staples school glue for just 50 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Program, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here hosting with you the Brain Trust, standing by to tackle your money questions. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. In many cities across the country, there's another hour just ahead, so stick around for more of this and that and answering your questions. Of course, wealthed.com, our website, wealthed.com. We will get to some emails. If not this hour, we will do it next hour. We do have quite a few to get to, so bear with us as we get through the phone calls. Again, 877-PLANNER. Let's move along next. Let's go to Chris in Houston, Texas. Hi, Chris.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Very well, very well.
So what's up?
Well, you had mentioned just a few minutes ago, talking about trust, how it helps to avoid probate.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I'm not very familiar with what probate is. Do you mind expanding on that just a little bit so I can get an understanding?
Well, sure. Probate is the state's court process of basically deciding who ultimately gets your assets when you're gone and the legal process of transferring it over to another individual. If I'm alive and I want to give, sell, move an asset, my car, something to somebody else, I sign a pink slip, and change ownership over to that new person, right? But what if I'm dead?
Right.
How do we get my name? I can't sign for it anymore. So who has the legal authority to sign on my behalf to transfer it to somebody else, to my kids, to my spouse, to John Dean if I were giving it to John Dean? So the courts have to come in and say, we're going to say, first off, who should this asset go to? The will help them decide who should get that asset. And then the process of signing on my behalf, the state will sign on my behalf to transfer it over to that other individual. It's the legal process of moving assets out of my name when I'm not here to sign for them to the respective inheritor, the beneficiary of that account, or the ultimate beneficiary of the asset. What a living trust does is the living trust owns it. There is a trustee, usually me while I'm alive, and then I've named my successor trustee as somebody to act on my behalf, should I not be there. And so the trust doesn't have to go to the courts to have the authority to sign and transfer title. The trust, it still has some accounting issues when I die, but it doesn't have the same court proceedings. Now, when any time the states get involved and the courts get involved,
becomes
they
expensive.
Get paid. And also they make it public knowledge that, okay, Rick died. Anybody who wants to make a claim against the state, let's make a claim now, where that same publicity is not happening inside of a trust. But probate is basically the process of changing the title from the decedent individual name to the next person's name.
Okay. Now, are you okay if I ask other parts
of
the question on that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so when in that case, I guess like a trust, you also mentioned beneficiary, because I've seen beneficiaries on like life insurance policies and stuff like that. So a trust or a beneficiary will help to avoid that probate process. Now, the state getting involved, I'm assuming that's a bad thing because the state's going to get paid, and I'm guessing that money would...
That's one reason, yeah. The state gets paid for the court process.
Oh, the value of the stuff that we own. Okay.
And the way they get paid...
So what percentage are we talking about here? What amount are we talking about? Is it a set amount, or is it a percentage? Or?
It depends on the state. Some states' probate processes are fairly cumbersome or expensive. Other states do not have a very problematic probate process. So people don't use trusts as much in those particular states. From my understanding, people in the state of Washington don't use trusts a lot. I mean, I've heard that the probate process there is not as cumbersome or as expensive as it is, say, in California, where it tends to be a little bit more problematic. They have sliding scales. The smaller the estate, in some cases, there's a simplified probate process for small estates, 100,000 or less, 75,000 or less, things of that nature. So it depends very much on the state where you live. And a beneficiary assignment for life insurance, that says before I pass away, I want that money to go to that person. Beneficiary on an IRA, I sign that while I'm alive. It's a designation of who's going to get it. That's a legal transfer, legal thing. Tenancy, joint tenancy ownership with rights of survivorship, a titling that says on my death it goes to the remaining joint tenant, or vice versa. Whoever dies, it automatically transfers, does not go through probate, does not have to deal with the will. It's only assets and value where you don't have a direct beneficiary listed or something of that nature that you're trying to avoid the probate with, and that's where the trust comes in. Or the TOD, wow. POD.
That's a lot. Does that make some sense to you, Chris, or...
Yeah, that does it. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate that.
Okay, sure. If you have any other questions, hold on.
And as we were talking about the other day when we were talking about estate planning, many states base the value of the probate not on the net value of the asset, but on the gross value of the asset. So if you've got a $500,000 house with a $499,000 loan against it, your net worth is only $1,000 in that particular issue, at least on paper. But from a probate standpoint, they're going to charge you the fee based on the $500,000 number because that's what it takes to transfer that property. Now, the fact is, the bank wants to get paid too.
Well, of course.
So you've got to be careful how you go about doing things.
Yeah, and that's why it can be important if you want to avoid probate. To really look at your named beneficiaries, make sure that if you're in a situation and you know that the state you're going to charge is going to do exactly what you mentioned right here, that you've got your beneficiary designation set up or your living trust.
Right, and just things need to be coordinated. They need to be looked at periodically to make sure that your idea of where you want your assets to go is actually the way you've set it up, or you make changes. And we do see people changing their beneficiaries. Quite often. I've recently heard a client of the firm was basically saying, I'm going to change beneficiaries, and they're redoing all the beneficiaries on their accounts and their trust, and they're saying, my cousin or my nephew, I think it was, they don't have any kids of their own. He has just turned into the biggest whatever.
Loser?
Say whatever you want to say. I don't want to leave him any money, so we're going to charity with this port, we're going to this with this, and this, and I've... Even though these people aren't that close to me, they're getting the money because this person who I thought I wanted to get the money's turned into a jerk. So now they may live another 20 years, 30 years, and over that 20, 30-year period
anything
of time,
anything can happen,
That person may come around again. They may change it back. And that's the nice thing. You can, while you're alive, you can always change your beneficiary assignment. But once you're gone, it's set in stone. So you want to make sure that your beneficiaries and how you've got your estate set up
right. Is
the way you want it now.
Which is why it's helpful to go over these things with a financial advisor. You should do this every so often. Just go over them, review them. Do a review session, every few years, and make sure everything is still the way you want it to be. Because people grow up, people change, your ideas change. Anyway, 877-PLANNER if you need the brain trust. We're out of time for this hour. There's another hour coming up. If you want to talk to Professor Plum off the air about any of these issues we've discussed or anything else that's on your mind, you can reach him at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Another hour is just ahead. Don't go away.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.